Morning, everybody. It's so lovely to be with you this morning. And thank you, Sally, for helping lead this service. Sally from St. Peter's. And I hope you've got the order of service in front of you. And I hope it's the same one as mine and Sally's. Anyway,
if not, enjoy.
Yes. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And also with you. Your word is a lantern to my feet and a light to our path. Almighty God, on this Bible Sunday, we thank you for the gift of your holy word. May it be a lantern to our feet, a light to our paths, and a strength to our lives. Take us and use us to love and serve all your people. In the power of the Holy Spirit, and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. The word of life, which was from the beginning, we proclaim to you. The darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. The word of life, which was from the beginning, that which we heard, which we saw with our eyes and touched with our own hands, we proclaim to you. For our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The word of life, which was from the beginning, we proclaim to you. O God, by whose command the order of time runs its course, forgive our restlessness, perfect our faith, forgive our impatience, and while we await the fulfillment of your promise, grant us to have a good hope through the Word made flesh, even Jesus Christ our Lord. May the grace of Christ, the incarnate Word, be with us all. Thanks be to God.
The first reading is taken from Isaiah 55. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen that I may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faith, love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you not know, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord our God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him when he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the righteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgressions. No, I'm missing that bit. Okay. May these words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. I beg your pardon, there is another piece. And may it bud and flourish so that it yields seeds from the sower and the bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And so we turn to our psalm this morning, which is Psalm 19. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Amen.
And our second reading comes from 2 Timothy chapter 3. But as for you, continuing what you have learned and become convinced of, because you know those from whom you have learned it, and how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus, in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed, and it is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Jesus, of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead? And in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a number of great teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge of all the duties of your ministry. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Today is Bible Sunday. And as I was writing this while I was on holiday in Wales, it seems only fitting to remember the inspirational story of Mary Jones and her Bible. I expect you know it, but let me remind you. Mary Jones was a Welsh girl who at the age of 15 walked 26 miles barefoot across the countryside to buy a copy of the Welsh Bible from the Reverend Thomas Charles of Barla, because she did not have one. She saved up money for 6 years before her walk to Bala. Her determination was soon the talk of other churches in the area and became an inspiration for many, and was instrumental in the formation of the British and Foreign Bible Society, a charity committed to offering the Bible to the world. I'm sure you'll agree it's quite a story, and whenever I hear it or tell it to others, it makes me think, to what lengths would I go to be able to read the Bible? How precious is it to me, really? How much do I believe that the Bible, the Word of God, is powerful and effective, teaching wisdom and equipping every one of us for every good work? It seems to me that Mary Jones, at the tender age of 15, showed that she had considerable wisdom in making the choices that she did. And of course, the consequence of her choice to walk 26 miles to buy a Bible in her own language had far-reaching global effects, which are way beyond anything she could possibly have imagined. Mary Jones knew what she wanted, and she knew what was important. She knew that being able to read the Bible would give her everything she needed. To be honest, I know what my priorities should be, and I know the things that are really important. But, well, all too often, other things get in the way. So I have been trying to imagine Mary Jones opening her Bible at the lectionary readings we've had today and wondering what she would have gleaned from them. And what do I make of them? Our passage from Isaiah 55 presents us with a challenge. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. This is an invitation to people who know that there is more, who know that they haven't got it all, who want to have the right priorities. Listen to the passage again, this time from the Message. Hey there, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. Are you penniless? Come anyway, buy and eat. Come buy your drinks, buy wine and milk, buy without money. Everything is free. Why do you spend your money on junk food, your hard-earned cash on cotton candy? Listen to me. Listen well. Eat only the best. Fill yourself with only the finest. Well, it's quite an invitation. In fact, it sounds more like an order. All through the passage, there's an increasing sense of urgency. Don't settle with what you've got, the prophet Isaiah urges. Don't settle for second best. God is inviting you into a completely new way of living and being. It's an invitation to life in all its fullness. Life which is satisfying and nourishing, life as God intended us to live. Firstly, as we read these words of scripture, we read that God is inviting us to come to him so that he can meet and satisfy our deepest desires and needs. It seems a bit odd to say that God is interested in satisfying my deepest desires. Maybe it's just the way I was brought up, or because I'm middle class. Somebody told me the other day that I'm very middle class because I like smashed avocado on my toast for breakfast, or because I'm British. But most of the time, I'm not honest with myself about my deepest desires. It can be really rather embarrassing. And I really don't feel comfortable acknowledging them. Never mind actually being upfront with God about them. Surely it isn't very Anglican, is it? After my divorce, it took many years for me to be honest and admit that I really struggled being on my own. On one level, I was absolutely fine, happy and fulfilled. But on another, I was really struggling, grieving for what I had lost, bewildered at the state of aloneness I found myself in. I knew I had plenty to be thankful for, and I had a lot to look forward to, but I also had deep desires and needs. It just didn't seem right to tell God about them. I knew that I just had to get on with it. But Isaiah tells us that God would like to satisfy our deepest desires. He offers us water, refreshment, and life. When you're desperately, desperately thirsty, only water will do. It rehydrates, it satisfies, it brings life, and it brings refreshment, and it cleans and makes things new. The other day, Robert and I were walking along the beach. There weren't many shells, but there were some fascinating pebbles with many different colours in them. We brought some home. As soon as we dropped them in clear water, the colour of the rocks sprang to life. They became like jewels. The water God gives us brings colour to our lives. We shine and sparkle in the water he gives us. Isaiah also tells us that God offers us milk. Water is wonderful for refreshment, but we need milk for nourishment to help us grow. When you have a baby, you feed her milk over and over and over and over again because you want her to thrive and grow. It's a daily necessity. It enables us to be stable and strong. One of the ways we receive milk is by reading God's word and feeding on it, thinking about it, pondering on it, knowing it, hiding God's word deep within us. God's word gives us spiritual stability. Finally, Isaiah says that God offers us wine. And I say hurrah to that. Fine wine is something luxurious, something enjoyable, something to be shared, to make our hearts sing and dance, to fill us with joy and laughter. Wine is more than we need. It's not for our survival. It's extravagant and joyous. In other words, God is inviting us to enjoy all that he can give us and everything that he is. God gives freely and plenteously. He calls us not only to drink, but to enjoy. So this Bible Sunday, let's take stock and be honest with where we really are. And as we think and pray through the issues in the news this week, refugees, the dreadful stabbing of David Amos, the fuel crisis, our response to climate change and COP26, let us do so through the lens of the Bible, God's word, living and active. Let's tell God about our deepest desires and read his word to receive water, milk, and wine in abundance and fill ourselves on the finest things God can give us. Amen.
And now we go to our intercessions. On this day that the Lord has made, let us pray for the people he has redeemed. Hear us, good Lord. For those born to new life in the waters of baptism, may we know the power of Christ's resurrection. Hear us, good Lord. That those who suffer pain and anguish may find healing and peace in the wounds of Christ. We pray especially for Jax, Jen, Brian, Jennifer, Jean, Jane, Alan, Aileen, Rosemary, Ali, Morris, Ron, Gordon, Sully, Richard, Marianne, and Jill. Hear us, good Lord, that in the underlying love of Christ, we may have union with all who have died in the faith of Christ. We give thanks especially for the lives of Pam Lewington, David Cox, and Kate Hampton. Hear us, good Lord. Let us commend the world in which Christ rose from the dead to the mercy and protection of God this day. Hear us, good Lord. Guide the leaders of the nations in the ways of peace and justice. Hear us, good Lord. Give us the will to use the resources of the earth to your glory and for the good of all creation.
Hear us, good Lord.
Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And the collect for the day, Bible Sunday. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, help us so to hear them, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that through patience and the comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and forever hold fast the hope of eternal life, which you have given us in our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And we say together the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. May God, the Holy Trinity, make us strong in faith and love, defend us on every side, and guide us in truth and peace, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those we love and pray for, now and always. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us this morning. Just a reminder that the Coffee Morning is back on Zoom, and the following week we are meeting at the Tiverton Golf Club for coffee. If you would like to join us, it would be helpful just to know numbers if you're planning on coming to the golf club, but just turn up if you're Zooming on Wednesday. And on Wednesday evening, we're starting a Bible study, so maybe in light of the fact that this is Bible Sunday, it might be a good thing to decide that you're going to do. We're going to be looking at the story of from Abraham to Joseph over the five weeks up until Advent, and then continuing that after Christmas. It would be handy if you could read, I think it's Genesis 12 and chapter 12 to 14 in preparation, but not compulsory. Don't worry, there won't be a test, but do come and join us for that study if you like on Zoom. Hopefully the numbers are right, and any other details hopefully you'll see on the end of the order of service. If you need the numbers, then please let me know and I will make sure that you get them. I hope you have a great day. I'm glad that we managed to make contact. It's a bit of a relief.
It certainly had the gremlins today, didn't it?
One way and another. Anyway, it's lovely to be with you. God bless and hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Sally. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.